Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and my guest today is Robin Marvel. Robin is back for her second visit, this time to talk about her new book, Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide, which is out now on Loving Healing Press. Robin Marvel is an empowerment and life positivity coach and motivational speaker for children and adults. Using tools from her Awakening Consciousness book series, she is expanding creativity and self-awareness in beings everywhere. Robin is leading out loud as the owner of Marvelous Empowerment, providing a variety of workshops to encourage empowerment in all ages. More information on Marvelous Empowerment and her books can be found through her website, AuraSenseGuide.com, which is specifically designed to strengthen your being while encouraging universal awareness. And I am just so happy to have Robin back on the program. Our last interview was just such a delight. So thanks again for joining us, Robin.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Yes, so you've put out a second book since we last talked, which really wasn't that long ago. Obviously, you had a great response with The Girl's Guide.
I did. A lot of people were saying, well, where's the boys? What can we do for the boys? So it was great motivation to get busy and get it done.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talked last time that you were here about the challenges that you've had offering this type of information regarding consciousness and chakras and energy in the area that you live in, which is a pretty small town. So tell us about the progress you're making there.
There's really not much progress in my immediate area. I have branched out to the larger areas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling a lot. I'm going to a lot of different states doing my workshops and, you know, just making people aware of the books and things like that. But as for my area, not much has changed.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. And I know that your website is very different than it was the last time we talked. So you really, really are branching out through the web as well.
I am. I'm really growing. I have a great network on Facebook, which is new to me, the social networking, and I just love it, and I'm just really working hard on, well, like I said, I don't have the resources that a lot of people have living in the small town without a lot of opportunities, so I have to be bigger, and the Internet allows me to do that from my home. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to leave home. So tell us about the Awakening Consciousness series that started with the Girl's Guide. Just for our listeners who didn't hear you the first time, tell us what the purpose is for this series, how these books are designed and to be used with children.
These books are designed as in a workbook format so that the kids can really learn about, say for chakras, there's going to be an overview of the chakras, and then it's going to go into chakra sizes, which is actually a hands-on, motivating, exciting exercises that will get them up and moving and learning about their chakras and keeping the good energy flowing. And throughout the entire book, it's like that. There's spaces to write and draw and, you know, really record what they're feeling, kind of like a journal, but in a workbook format. And the purpose of my book is to expand awareness and help these kids to gain a sense of self-security within. I want them to feel confident in who they are, no matter who they are or where they're at in their life, and know that there's so much opportunity out there and to walk their own path.
So why do you feel that it's that sense of security that makes all the difference?
Because I think that a lot of times we are programmed from such a small age that we get into these ruts, you know, and we as adults in our 30s, 40s and above, we're learning all this great energy work and feeling good and all this great stuff now. But if we can grab a hold of these children when they're little and start teaching them to love themselves, because that's that makes all the difference in the world, and to realize that they're creating the reality and teach them these coping mechanisms and these tools, then as adults, they're just going to be these beautiful, empowered beings changing the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that it's easier for girls to pick up this information, or are you seeing that boys and girls are equally open to it?
I think that both sexes are open to it. It just depends on where they're at on their path of awareness. And I think that is with anything of this nature, because some kids are really in tune with themselves and they live, you know, kind of more of an open lifestyle. So they're really catching on and they're calling in their spirit guides and, you know, they're really moving forward spiritually. And then there's other kids who haven't been open to it but are like, wow, that's really cool, because in the boys, I go a lot towards the Native American. I talk a lot about the Native American stuff. So the boys are like, wow, I can make my own didgeridoo and do a dream catcher and things like that. So I think it just depends on where they're at. But everyone seems to be receptive to it, and so that's a really good thing.
So what is the actual age range for this new boys' book?
Look, I don't like to say that the books are age-specific because I learned that with the Girl Scout, because I had a lot of older women calling me and saying, wow, I bought your book, and it's just really changing everything, and, you know, it's really doing great things. So with the boys' guide, I don't think it's age-specific. I think it just, like I said before, it depends on where you're at that time in your life, how it's going to help you and how it's going to help you expand. But you can use it as young as, you can read it to your, and do the activities with as young as 2-3 years old. I think that would be real easy to do.
Sure, absolutely. You know, there's the first line basically in your book, I think it's in the introduction, it says, boys have a specific label in society, and I find that to be just such a powerful statement, and then it follows, as parents, it's our job to eliminate those labels and create a safe environment for your son to grow in. So talk to us a little bit about the label that boys are just being kind of cast under.
I think with boys, they really get a lot of limits set. Their parents, not just parents, society in general, are saying to these little boys, you know, don't cry, quit being a wussy, you know, you're supposed to be strong, and you're not supposed to show your feelings, because if you show your feelings, it's a weakness. And so I think that a lot of times they end up being, you know, like kind of closed off to anything but what they were being told. And I think that that ends up giving them, you know, they have low self-esteem just like girls do. People think that boys don't go through that, but they do. And they're self-conscious, and so they need that firm foundation saying, you know what, you are perfect just the way you are. And if you get hurt, it's okay to cry. And, you know, you don't have to be tough and all the time. And you can just be who you are and love yourself. And I think that with society, like I said before, you know, if there's a boy that cries, well, then he's instantly weak. And so I just think it's good to teach them from a small age that, hey, you're strong, even, and it's great to show your emotions and be who you are, even if you are a boy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are your thoughts on where a lot of the boys' energy these days is being channeled into things like video games or, you know, well, I guess sports aren't too bad, but, you know, some of these TV-based video games, computer stuff, that sort of thing. What are your thoughts there?
I think it's sad that so many young boys and older boys are so tuned into the whole entire issue of video games because they're missing. They're missing out on so much because they're not being exposed to themselves. They're just basically sitting there and they're in tune with the television, you know, or the video game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's sad. I think it's sad that parents aren't grabbing their kids up and saying, okay, let's go on a nature walk or let's go sit in the backyard and make a medicine wheel, you know, or something of that nature to expand them. I think it closes their mind. I think there's so much negativity. I'm not a big video gamer, and I just think that there's so much negativity wrapped into the games these days that these kids are being, you know, they're just kind of going dormant, I guess is what I want to say, and they're missing out. They're missing out on the beautiful fruitfulness of life because they're busy, you know, pushing the controllers.
And then that really does affect society because we have a generation that is born into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's definitely sad.
Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about treating children like you would treat angels, and I love this quote from your, I think it was from your website, and it's really our job to help them adapt to an earthly environment. I just think that that is so interesting, the way you see kids, and I think that it's beautiful. And you talk about not limiting their freedom. So what would be some of the ways that a parent may limit their child's freedom but not necessarily perceive that they're doing that?
Well, I think a lot of times parents put a lot of pressure on their children to be who they want them to be. I see it all the time in my town. You see it all the time where these kids are trying to live up to what the parents say they should. Instead of saying to your daughter who doesn't want to play basketball or your son who doesn't want to play basketball, they'd rather do art. Instead of saying, wow, that's great, that's something you're passionate about, I support you, let me help you find an art class that you're in tune with, parents will say, well, you had to play basketball because that's what we do and that's how we did it and I played it and my brother played it and my sister played it and you're going to excel at it and you're going to do it because I'm the parent and I said so.
Mm.
And a lot of times parents don't realize that they're dictating instead of guiding. And I'm big on that. I think the kids need boundaries and they need discipline, but they also need guided. They don't need someone telling them, someone, you know, covering their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's how I would express it.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that a lot of the exercises that you have in your book, that this really opens the kids up, it maybe can create a dialogue with parents, and it can really sort of bring to light those areas that really a kid might not even be aware of that they're interested in?
I absolutely do. I think that if parents take the time to sit down with my guide and their children, they're going to find a whole new avenue about their child. They're going to find things that they might have been missing. You know, we're all busy in the hustle and bustle of life and going here and there, but just to sit down and be still with your child for a couple minutes and watch them expand is just amazing. And I think with the way the book's set up, they really have that opportunity to do that.
Do you see boys going through this process differently than the girls that you witnessed?
I don't think so. I think that boys are just as interested. I just think with boys, it's not common for them to sit down and color with coloring crayons because, you know, of the labels I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they really want to. And they're more, with the boys guide, I went really with a more hands-on approach towards, you know, things because they're able to interpret that better, and that's what they want. So that was, you know, the Native Americans. So I think that they're really enjoying it as well.
That's really great that you included the drum making, the Native American stories. I think that, you know, really bringing that whole traditional indigenous culture really resonates with the boys. Yeah. So you have quite a few Native American stories in this book.
I do, because they're really important and they have a really good point. But also what's exciting is I'm opening up all these different cultures. I mean, I have a Peruvian tale in there too. I mean, a Peruvian activity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really opens up all of these different cultures and the diversity of the world and kind of gives them an opportunity to see, wow, we're just one speck in this beautiful, you know, vast place. And that's really important to me that kids understand that too.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Hi there. Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. I'm talking today with Robin Marvel. She is the author of Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide, which is out on Loving Healing Press. And you can find out more about Robin through her website, AuraSenseGuide.com. Do you mind sharing with us maybe a sort of brief overview of one of the stories? I know that there's a really, the first one is the Wolves Within is really just a great
favorite.
It's wonderful.
It is, and do you want me to share that one with you?
Yeah, I would love it. Just to give our audience an idea of where you're going.
Okay, this is called The Wolves Within, and it's a Cherokee tale, and it's about an old grandfather and his grandson talking, and the grandson comes to the grandfather, and he's very angry because a friend has done him an injustice. So the grandfather says, okay, I'll tell you a story. And the grandfather starts out, and he says, I, too, at times have felt a great hate for those who have taken so much with no sorrow for what they do. But hate wears you down and does not hurt your enemy. It is like taking poison and wishing your enemy would die. I have struggled with these feelings many times. So the grandfather continues and he says that he has two wolves inside of him. One is good and does no harm, and he lives in harmony with all around, not take offense when no offense was intended, and he's only going to fight when it's time to do so, if it's right to do so. But the other wolf is full of anger, and the littlest things put him into a fit of temper, and he's anger and hate are so great in him, and so he cannot think. Well, then the grandfather says, sometimes it is hard to live with these two wolves inside me, for both of them try to dominate my spirit. So the boy asks the grandfather, which one wins, grandfather? And the grandfather smiles and quietly says, the one I feed. So it's so strong of a statement, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to feed your anger and hate, that's what you're going to live in.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the opportunity to go the other way with the love and the kindness. So I just love those stories.
I think that one is so powerful, especially for boys, because there's so much in our society that really feeds that angry one.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. So interesting. How did you test the effectiveness of the exercises and the stories in this boy's guide?
I had to go outside of my home because, you know, with the girl's guide, it was really easy. I have the four girls.
You've got girls, right.
But my sister has a son. And so I did a lot of things with him to try and get in my cousins, and then I have a couple friends who have sons. And so I would really call my friends up, and I would say, you know, what issues do you struggle with? When I first started the Boy Scout, I called my friend Melanie, and I said, what issues do you struggle with your boys? Because she has boys and girls. And she was able to tell me, you know, instantly, and so I just fed off of that, and then I just kind of put my feelers out and talked to some other people who have sons and was able to come up with some great activities that all the boys have enjoyed.
Now, do you have mentors or favorite authors that are in this whole movement of raising consciousness and energy work and that sort of thing that you can go to also?
I absolutely do. My favorite author of all time is Wayne Dyer.
Oh, yeah.
And he is just amazing. I just love to read his book. And then also, you know, there's so many, and just in Loving Healing Press, books that I've come across that I've read, like The Vibrational Universe of Kent McLean, that are just really powerful and help guide me. Because I know I mentioned this before, but, you know, it's kind of a struggle without the resources in my area.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn a lot to the books. And I love to read, and I do book reviews on my site, so it works out great. And so I always have new people sending me their stuff. So I really love, like I said, Wayne Dyer is definitely my favorite.
Well, how did you get turned on to the whole idea of awakening consciousness?
A lot of it stemmed from when I was in third grade, and my aunt actually was watching a Nostradamus movie, and I happened to walk in the room and found it enticing. And so I started reading and just you know, exploring. And then we moved from Sacramento to here, and I think it kind of went dormant for a while because I was in the small town and I didn't really have it. Well, then I had my children, and I decided this is the way I wanted to raise them. So I just moved forward with it, and really the internet has been an amazing help for me to stay focused to where I want to be.
Now, do you find that bringing this type of information into a child's life that is involved with religion, you know, that their parents are religious, go to church or whatever denomination they are, do you think that the two can work together?
I do. I think that a lot of times it doesn't, because a lot of highly religious people see it as threatening. This is just from my experience. I'm just speaking on my perception of it. They find it threatening because it's different. What they don't realize is that it all has the same underlying message. You know, I want kids to feel a self-love. I want the world to feel the love and grow from the, spread the love. And that's what I want. But a lot of times, a lot of things that I've heard, you know, the strong religious people are really not, they want to save me, or, you know, it's threatening to them. So, you know, what are you going to do except for just move forward with what you're doing and be strong in who you are?
Clearly, and not buy into the fear.
Exactly. And I won't do that. And I've had, you know, my daughter's friend's family, very religious, but the daughter comes to my house and she says, Robin, I love it here, and I love your books, and I just love, you know, what you're teaching. And so, I mean, for her to step outside of what she's been programmed, it's amazing to me.
That is amazing.
It is. These kids need the opportunity to see it out there.
And, you know, they feel it. They feel the difference in the energy when it comes to an open and just sort of expressive and, you know, the exploration type of feeling that you get from this type of work, really looking at who you are, self-awareness, as opposed to the really kind of controlling energy that you get around really structured religion.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that too, you know, but like I said, you just have to... Like, in my small town, it's very highly religious. I know I've mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm.
And so people look down on me, I guess you can say. But like I tell everybody, I'm not going to waver from who I am to fit in. That's not who I am. And I would never want any other children to do that either.
There you go. Well, good for you. Well, tell us a little more about Marvelous Empowerment and your workshops and what you have planned for the coming months.
I'm really excited about starting Marvelous Empowerment. It is a... what I do is I have a series of workshops. They're all different. There's like a vision board one. There's dream. There's chakra size your spirit. There's all these different workshops I go in and I do, and they're just for empowerment. And kids are always free and always invited, and they come in and they just really get a good sense of self, and we do a project, and adults are invited too. And, you know, so it's really exciting because I'm a traveling workshop person. Like, I will do individuals. If somebody wants to do it in their home, like say around my house where it's not real familiar to do this kind of stuff, maybe they don't want to go to a big venue to do it. So I'll go into their house and I'll do the workshop with them and their family. So it's just really exciting because it opens up so many avenues for so many different people. And I do have some workshops coming up. I have one next Saturday, July 18th in Rockford, Michigan, which I'm really excited about, because it's only an hour away, and I'm doing an Unlock Your Dreams workshop there.
Great.
And yeah, so I'm pretty excited, and it seems to be taking off, which is what I wanted it to do, and just really get that empowerment going.
And so do you have a mix of boys and girls, or is there more girls? Like, how do the classes look?
So far, the classes have been basically girls.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really gotten much boys, but I'm hoping to change that, and the more I put it out there, the more I think it will encourage the boys to come out. And now that the boys' guy's out, you know, they have the opportunity to look through there and say, wow, this is cool, and I want to go. So,
could you imagine going to some summer camps and doing some workshops there? How fantastic.
You know, I have an ultimate goal in all of this, and I plan to open a center with what you had just said. It would be like a summer camp, kind of like, you know, they do the week-long Bible study camps for kids or whatever, but it's going to be an awareness camp for kids. And that's an awesome, I'm working towards that because that's what I want to do. I want kids to come for, say, 4 hours a day and just learn all about themselves and have fun and run wild. And so that is something that will happen. That's something I'm working on.
That's great. Will you do that up in your area?
I will plan. I want to bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will fly. I can't guarantee it will around here, but I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I have to move to a new location, I will do it because I think that kids need that.
Oh, kids do need it. And I believe that you are the woman to do it. You're very determined. So tell me what else in the way of books will be coming up.
I'm going to be having a woman's guide coming out in the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
which will be similar to these, but it's going to be really in-depth, but it's also going to give you the opportunity to do the work, you know, the workbook part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really fun for women to grab a hold of it and really look through it. And I'm really excited about it because I think we all can read. We can read till we're blue in the face, but this is going to give us activities to do along with that reading. So it's real exciting.
That is really, yeah, that makes all the difference when you have that experiential aspect to it. I mean, that's when things really start changing and moving energy because you're doing an activity.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some other books on the wings that I'm working on, so.
You're a busy lady.
The last of me.
Yeah, and taking care of 4 girls. My gosh, you're juggling a lot.
I love it.
Oh, it's been so great to talk with you again, Robin. You really, I mean, I think it must have been a year ago that we talked, and it's just amazing how much you've done in the last year. Really, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love talking with you, too.
Yeah. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with our audience before we let you go?
Just be limitless and, you know, encourage those kids to get out there and be who they are.
Wonderful.
Change the world.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the children that will change it, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me again.
Oh, you bet. Well, let's mention your website again. It's AuraSenseGuide.com.
Yep.
And your books can be purchased through your website?
Yes, and Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and any brick and mortar building, you know, bookstore.
Support your local bookstores.
Yes, go in and ask for my book.
There you go. All right, Robin, well, I know we will talk again. You take care, and thanks so much for coming on again. Okay, bye-bye. All right, listeners, that's been Robin Marvel, back for her second time on Inside Scoop Live, her latest book, Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide, which is out on Loving Healing Press, is on shelves now. And as mentioned, Robin's website is AuraSenseGuide.com. Books can be purchased there as well through local and online booksellers. So I want to thank you once again for tuning in to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.